Okay. Very good. Yeah, I saw that you started putting it up on Waitara. So maybe this should be numbered. I think this one, the last one, wasn't numbered.
Okay.
But thank you. Yeah, so I was thinking about the Rambam. Yesterday we had a difficulty in the Rambam. I'll put the Rambam on the screen. Are you guys seeing the Rambam? Okay. So the Rambam wrote like this. The Rambam said, If Edom came after the Hashgah, so she's Asura. This is the Mishnah. This is the din of the Mishnah. We believe the Edom. Even though we don't see any signs of Schustoyle, there's no, she's not Mistavenis. And the Rambam earlier, Paskins, that by Schus Toilus she's Misnevenis Veileches, like of Sheshis. But here we didn't see any Misnevenis Veileches. Nonetheless, we believe the Edim, Mipnesha, Ena Maidim Baitkin, Elamisha, Ainli Edim, Shemadim is Nusa. Because the Maim are only Baitik, a woman who doesn't have any Edim. But here with our Edim, the Maim weren't Baitik. So that's like of Sheshis, Lachara. That Edom B'dinei Seyam prevent the Maim from being Vaidik, and that's why the Edom who come after the Hashgah are not Edom Shakonim. Then the Rambam adds, "V'oid," it's another reason. Shema Baila Edom Nukumi Oven Lefichah Klibot Kamayim Asishtoy. Another reason, maybe the husband's not Nukumi Oven, that's why the Maim were in Vaidik. So we ask in this Rambam two things. First question is that it's against the Gemara, because if there's this new chash of maybe the husband's not Nukumi Oven, then messes up the whole sugya. Because then what was Rav Sheshis' raya from the Mishnah in the first place? Sheshis brought a raya from the Mishnah that Edom B'dinei Seyam prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. Because otherwise, how do you believe the Edom after Hashkoh, they're Edom Shakronim? And the Gemara itself spoke out, what's the raya? Maybe the Schus Toilah. And the Gemara explained, no, because of Sheshis holds, if there was Schus Toilah, she would be Misnevenis Veileches. But now it turns out from the Rambam that there's another reason why the Maya might, why the Edom could be believed, because we could ascribe the lack of the Hashgah's effectiveness to the Baal's not being the Mekumi Oven. So if you have that possibility, so then what maybe this, what's the raya for Sheshis' din to the din of Edom B'dinei Seyam? And then Mrs. Rishonim asked the Kasha, Taisus Shans, Taisus Yishonim. Tesis or us rather, they talk ask that what's Rosh's right? What's Rosh's right? Even if Rosh's holds, she's Misnevenis Veileches by Schus Toilah. So here, so we know that it wasn't Schus Toilah, but maybe the Baal wasn't Mekumi Oven. So they say Teretz that we don't think the Baal wasn't Mekumi Oven, because if the Baal wasn't Mekumi Oven, the Baal would have known that he's not Mekumi Oven. The Baal knows that he's what he's done. And if the Baal knows that he's not Menuchah Me'ovah, then it would be stupid for the Baal to bring his woman, to bring his wife to the Hashgah, because he knows the Hashgah is not going to work. So what would be the point? So therefore, we don't think, we don't entertain the possibility that he's not Menuchah Me'ovah. But in Rambam, it's not the way. The Rambam says that there is a possibility he's not Menuchah Me'ovah, and that's a reason to believe the Edom. So the Chor is against the Gemara. So for that, I do not have a teretz. But beyond that, I asked that the Rambam altogether is difficult. Never mind how it works in the Gemara. Just mean they obey the Rambam is difficult. Rav Sheshi said a halacha that if there's Edom B'dinei Seyam, the Mayim are not Baidik. So that's over here, Avadai. We know for sure this Mayim was not Baidik because the Edom came. The Edom came after the Hashgah. So now we have Edom. All things being equal, we believe the Edom. And now we know for a fact that the Mayim were in Baidik. The Eina Ikshim Nukumi Oven, on the other hand, is a possibility. It's a Sofik, Me'el Chara Sofik Rochik. Maybe the husband's not Nukumi Oven. If the Rambam is coming to tell me reasons why the Edom here are Neman, reasons why the Edom are Neman, despite the fact that they seem to be going against the Mayim. So he gave a good reason. The Edom, by definition, don't have to are not against the Mayim, because the Edom subvert the Mayim. So finished. These Mayim didn't work. 100% they didn't work, because they were Edom. So for sure, the Mayim didn't work. So what's Nitoisif? What is added? What value is added by the Rambam adding? And furthermore, maybe the husband's not Menuchah Mi'ovin. That the husband's not Menuchah Mi'ovin makes it like a 10% possibility, let's say, give it a number, 10% possibility the husband's not Menuchah Mi'ovin, that's why the Mayim were invited. There's 100% possibility that the Mayim were invited because there's Aiden. And Aiden prevent the Mayim from being invited. Why should we think they're Aiden Shakonim? And normally we believe Aiden. And the Mayim don't contradict Aiden, because according to Aiden themselves, the Mayim wouldn't be invited. So the Ram already said, he already gave a reason. That's 100% true. There's 100% chance the Mayim were invited. So what does he have to add? For oi, besides the 100% chance that the Mayim were invited, for oi, there's also a 10% chance the Mayim were invited. So what does he need it for? What, 110% is not better than 100%? We don't need the screen share anymore. So that was the problem that I raised yesterday. There happens altogether, mom. So I thought last night I'm how, again, it doesn't reconcile the Ram with the Gemara, but just internally to understand the Ram. And I think it's the Ram Amitim with two Hakadamas. Hakadama number one, the Tesis Shans, when he brought the question originally, what's Pshat in the Gemara? What happened to the possibility the husband might not be Menuchah Mi'ovin? Why don't we deal with that? Why is the Gemara concerned with the fact? Why didn't Gemara include that in the calculations? So Rabbi Natan said that according to Rav Yosef, Tasha doesn't start, because that's included in what Rav Yosef said that maybe Schus was Taylor. The Lashon of Tosha Shans brings from Rabbi Natan. Heishiv le Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was asked in the Gemara from the Rami from Taisa. So Rabbi Natan, Heishiv le Rabbi Natan, Shuvoscha b'tziba. What do you mean? The answer is in the Gemara itself. The Mishnah Rav Yosef, the Amos Chus Taylor. That Rav Yosef said, maybe Chus is Taylor, but who had been to Baal HaVaderech to Taylor? It's the same thing. The point is, maybe something was Taylor. Maybe Chus was Taylor, maybe Baal HaVaderech. So he says, so the fear of Yosef, there's no kasha. Like Chodom Yitrei Nokat. The point of Rav Yosef's Teretz, that maybe Schus was Toyla, is that maybe there was some outside factor that prevented the Mayim from being Baidin. So there could be other factors, Taka, Schus Toyla, Baal HaVaderech. So, that's included in what Rabbi Yosef said. Of course, it doesn't answer for Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes doesn't hold from Schus Toyla. So, but what happened to this other thing of Baal HaVaderech? So that Rabbi Natan then continues. First, Rabbi Natan talking. Rafila Rav Sheshes, we could say that we're not choishes for, even if we have sheishes, we could say that we're not choishes for any ish menuchah mi'ovin, because the husband knows, and he would be stupid to be mashkir if he knows that he's not menuchah mi'ovin. But at kapanim, what I want to just take away from this from the teshishans from Rabbi Natan is that when Rabbi Yosef said schus toile, that includes other tliyos too. Schus could be toile. There could be other reasons why the Mayim were in Baidik. It's extraneous reasons why the Mayim were in Baidik. So Schus Toile is a catch-all for outside occurrences that could prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. That's number one. Hakdamah number one. Hakdamah number two. The Rambam, we saw the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. In the Machlokes, this Machlokes in the Mishnah, Chabez Mebeis, is Schus Toile not? Reb Shimon doesn't hold from the whole thing of Schus Toile. And Rebbe says there's such a thing as chus toile. So who's the halacha like? Is chus yes toile, is chus not toile? So the Rambam said there's no such thing as who's the halacha like. Who's the halacha like is only in questions of practical halacha. But in questions of deis, you know, what's going on in Shemayim? How does the Ribbono Shel Olam work the Mayim? When are they baidik? When are they not baidik? There's no such thing as halacha. Whatever it is, there's no. It's like saying, you know, what's the halacha? Is it going to rain tomorrow? Is it not going to rain tomorrow? There's no kriyas halacha there. That's what the Rambam says. We talked to yesterday a little bit. There is an akamina la'alocha l'gavi edim if they came afterwards. We say no, that's also not because marashach edim and neman afterwards. If schus is toile, the neman afterwards because we assume schus is toile, and if schus is not toile, then the neman afterwards because the Rav Sheshis is halacha. So there's no practical nafkamina for us to know. We don't need to know, says the Rambam. We don't need to know whether schus is toile or not. It's the Rebbeinu's business. The halacha for us is going to remain the same. So therefore, there's no such thing as who's the halacha like. If that's the case, that principle, according to that principle of the Rambam, so if I would ask you, who's the halacha like Rav Sheshis or like Rav Yosef? What would be the answer? Who's the halacha? Is the halacha like Rav Sheshis or halacha like Rav Yosef? Rav Sheshis holds that if there's Edom Dina Sayyam, the Mayim are in Baidik. And therefore, if Edom come afterwards, the Edom are Neman, because we assume that the Mayim were in Baidik, because of the Edom Dina Sayyam. Rav Yosef says, no, Edom are the Mayim are Baidik, even if there's Edom Ibn Dina Sayyam. But if Edom come after Lashkar, the Neman, for a different reason, because she's not Misnavenis Vahileches, we don't say that she's Misnavenis Vahileches, and therefore, we could assume that Schus was Toilet. So is there a practical nafamina between Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef?
No.
Either way, Edom and Neman after Lashka. So what's the whole machlokes of Sheshis and Rav Yosef is how it works in Shemayim. Is she misnavenes? Is she not misnavenes? If there's Edom b'dinas Sayyam, are the Mayim Baidik, are the Mayim not Baidik? It's all issues that are the Rebbeinu Shlom's business. So there's no definitive halacha between Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef. So now I'll ask you, Lemaisa, when Edom come afterwards, why don't we say they're Edom Shakonim? So that'll depend. If you hold like Rav Sheshis, they're Edom Shakonim because Edom Dina Sayyam prevent the mind from being Baidik. That's if you hold like Rav Sheshis. If Rav Sheshis is right, there's not saying even if you hold, we don't know. But if the Rebbeinu Shlom holds like Rav Sheshis, then the reason why the Edom are not Edom Shakonim is because the Edom themselves prevented the mind from being Baidik. And if the Rebbeinu Shlom holds like Rav Yosef, then the reason why the Edom and Neman is because we assume that it was Chus Toila. And Rabbi Natam already told us Chus Toila is really interchangeable with Ein Ishma Nukum Yovah, and it comes to the same thing. Rav Yosef is just one example of several examples of reasons why the Maya might not be Baidik. And Chus Toila is really controversial because it's Tolim is Neveres Veileches, but the Ishma not Nukum Yovah is not even a controversial thing. So Mimela, it's no longer sure. Why did the Rambam give both reasons? After all, the reason of he gives Rav Yosef, in effect, the Rambam is explaining why the Edom Neman. They're contradicted by the Mayim. So he gives me two reasons. Rav Sheshis' reason, because the Edom prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. And he gives me what's basically the equivalent of Rav Yosef's reason, that maybe there was some extraneous factor why the Mayim were in Baidik, because the Rambam doesn't talk about Schus Toila, because that's Tolim is Nevenis Toilecha, so he gives a less controversial reason that maybe the issue was not Menukum Yovin. So my question was, it's overkill. The Rambam already gave me Rav Sheshis' reason, that's 100%. What do you have to have from Sheshis? What do you have to add Rav Yosef's reason, which is only 10%? The answer is because we don't know if Rav Sheshis is right. We don't have the fin of halacha. Even the Rambam himself before said that the Rambam didn't even say it before Schus Toila. We don't know for sure that that's true. We don't know for sure that if there's Ein Abdina Sayyam, we don't know if Rav Sheshis is right. We don't know if the Rebbeinu Shlom acts like Rav Sheshis, the Rebbeinu Shlom acts like Rav Yosef. What we know is that Edom will come after Ashkar and Neman. So Mele, Ram gives me Rav Sheshis's reason and Rav Yosef's reason because the Ram l'shitosoi that in matters that don't have a practical nafkamina, there's no Achra Lalo. So he has to give me both. I think it's Emes Dikavot. Yeah, it's still against the Gemara. That remains a problem. Yeah, Ethan.
No, I was just going to ask, why is it doesn't the Rambam shtim with the Gemara still?
Because at the end of the day, if there really is this possibility that maybe he's not Menukum Yovin, the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Shan say that's not even a possibility, because the husband would be an idiot to be not Menukum Yovin and to be Mashka's wife. So that's not even a possibility that's on our radar screen. But the Rambam doesn't hold it. The Rambam holds it is a possibility on the radar screen. So if it's a possibility on the radar screen, so in Rav Yosef it's good, as Rabbeinu Tam said. Rav Yosef said one possibility that was Chus Toila, and that's interchangeable with maybe the Yishuv Nam and Lukum Yovin. But it's a question of Sheshis still. What was Rav Sheshis's raya from the Mishnah? Anahanalin Einin Mimas Nisin. Rav Sheshis put a raya to the Mishnah to his say that Adam didn't see and prevent the mind from being boided, because otherwise, how are they Adam them and afterwards? And the Gemara himself speaks out. What do you mean? Maybe Shkus was Tola, and the Gemara explains no, because then she would have been Misnavenis Veleches. At the end of the day, what's Rav Sheshis's raya? Maybe Adam Dina Seyamer don't prevent the mind from being Baidik, but the Adam and Neman, because we assume that the Baal was Baal Abadech, that the Ish wasn't Minukum Yovin. So that's still Shver. The truth is, it's Shver, the Rabbeinu Tam is also difficult. Rabbeinu Tam, his first reaction is Rav Yosef Chuvascha Bitzitcha. He said one, but who did, and who did, he said, Schus Toile, but who had been Ein Ish Minukum Yovin? What did he gain? But it's still Shverin of Sheshis. And Rabbeinu Tam himself addresses that. And what about according to Rav Sheshis? And according to Rav Sheshis, he has to say that we don't even consider that the Ish might not be Minukum Yovin. So what did he gain by saying this piece that in Rav Sheshis, that in Rav Yosef, it's the same thing? At the end of the day, the fear of Sheshis, you have to say it's not on our radar screen. And if it's not on our radar screen, the fear of Sheshis, the possibility that the Baal was Baal over there, because then he would be stupid. So it could just as well not be on our radar screen according to Rav Yosef. So there's already in Rabbeinu Tam. But then in Rav Yosef, he says that Hu Adin, maybe the Baal's not Minukum Yovin. That's not going to work in Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is going to have to come out to some other reason why we don't consider that possibility. And once we don't consider that possibility according to Rav Sheshis, maybe we don't consider that possibility according to Rav Yosef either. And Rav Yosef B'davka talked about Schus Toile, which is more likely. And he didn't talk about the possibility of Enishim Minukum Yovin because the husband's not so stupid. So, like, what mileage did Rabbeinu Tam get out of saying Shavoskom and Sitcho and Rav Yosef? Who had been any Ishmael Kumi Yochman? So that I don't know. Sorry, it's a question of Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbeinu Tam needed it for? And it remains a problem in the Rambam. Okay, what was Rav Sheshis's raya? So if those problems don't have an answer, the solution Lechara would be the solution for both problems, the missing piece that I don't have, which would solve both of those problems, be to somehow have a reason to think that Rav Sheshis doesn't consider the possibility that maybe the Ish is not Minukum Yovin because it's far-fetched. But Rav Yosef does consider that possibility. But he just chose, he was a Skodami train knockout. But I don't know what's the, I don't have that piece. Like, in Cheshbon, that's the missing piece, but I don't have. Okay, so how to reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara? I don't know, and why Rabbeinu Tam needed this extra thing that Rabbi Yosef was Shuvoskom Mitzitcha, Rabbi Yosef was Chodom Etreinoka, those things I don't know. But as far as the internal tension in the Rambam, why does Rambam need both reasons? If one reason is 100% solution, so what's added by adding a 10% solution? So that I think this is Emes Rambam. The Rambam didn't want to be mechriya between Rabbi Sheshis and Rabbi Yosef because he held that there's not enough. Because in such things, the Rambam holds with no Achor La'Alocha. Yes, Sage.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Svar would necessarily, like, what the Svar is on both sides to say that Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef arguing about whether Rechosh is Minukum Yovin, but isn't that exactly the piece in Chashat that Rabbeinu Tam is adding, saying that that's part of their Machloka, meaning inasmuch as Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Rav Yosef is not good.
In the Chalami, right, 100%. So it really,
right, but Rabbeinu Tam is still, it makes sense at the end of the day.
Right. That's what seems to be going on in Rabbeinu Tam. That in Rabbeinu Tam, he really thinks that we consider both that he might be not Minukum Yovin and that Schus might be Tailu. But in Rav Sheshis doesn't consider either possibility that Schus is Tailu, he doesn't consider because then she would be Mr. Venice Velechas, like it says in the Gemara. And that the Ish is not Minukum Yovin, he doesn't consider because Otu Bishuk Dene Askino. So, like, he adds that extra complexity into the Gemara, but like, why? Maybe nobody considers that the Ish is not Minukum Yovin because Otu Bishuk Dene Askino. Why make a new machlekas over here? The Gemara is a machlekas whether we're worried about Schus Toile, whether we consider that might be Schus Toile, and the Gemara explains that's a machlekas. Mr. Venice Velechas. Mechatesa had another machlekas. If we consider the possibility that maybe he's not Minukum Yovin, it's any of it. But no. And the Rambam also don't know that part. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Look, the Gemara. The last line. But actually, we're not holding it yet. The last narrow line. Meisiv Hashim Yerashik. Hashim Yerashim Ein Sklus Toile B'Mayim Amor. Rav Shimon doesn't hold from schus to elibacha. Back to Gemara. I'm sorry. Rav Shimon Aimer ain't schus to elibacha amoran. And Rav Shimon continues. Vim hat aimer schus to elibacha amoran. If you're going to say that schus is to elibacha amoran, matche oisa es hamayim v'fnei kol anoshim hashoises. Rav Shimon says it can't be the schus of Taylor. Because if schus could be Taylor, then you're going to make a problem. If schus is going to be Taylor, you're going to make a problem that the Noshim HaShoyseis, you're going to weaken the fear of the Mayim for the Noshim HaShoyseis. And you're going to make Shemra and the Tahiris that people are going to say they're not really exonerated. Maybe it was schus Taylor. And that Rebbe answered back. That's the Mishnah Chabez. Rebbe answered back. No, if it was supposed to tell she would be mistamenes veileches, everybody would know that. Right, so the Gemara asks, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara's kasha is from Isa. If Rav Sheshes is right, then Einim Medina Seyam, Einim Medina Seyam, prevent the mind from being breidik. So what is Rav Shimon gain by denying schus toile? But. Rav Shimon doesn't gain anything. Rav Shimon denies the possibility of schus toile because it's going to come out that you're going to take away the whole deterrent power of the mind on the one hand, and you're going to take away the exoneration of the Torah on the other hand. So the Master says, what are you gaining? But you're still going to have to work. People are still going to be not afraid of the Mayim, and they're still going to not take the Mayim so seriously because maybe it's Einim Dinas Hayam. So my answer is, Rav Shimon comment. Rav Shimon mida schus leitalia eden nami leitolo. In the Chanami, fear of Shimon, the same for the same reason that Rav Shimon denies the idea of schus toile, Rav Shimon will deny Rav Sheshes' idea as well. And l'chor will come out the fear of Shimon, Edom won't be nemon after the Hashka, because they'll be Edom shakonim. And I think it's an important teisocha. Because if Rav Shimon denies Rav Sheshes halacha, so how does Rav Sheshes know the Chacham argue? If it's muchach that Rav Shimon doesn't have the notion of Edom Dina Seyam, so meicha teis that Chacham do hold from Edom Dina Seyam? The answer is because it's muchach from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Edom and Emon after the Hashgah. And Rav Sheshes thinks that there's no other way to explain that except that Edom and Dina Seyam prevent the mind from being better. Yeah, let's hear Rashi. Matcha tokei chamayim ifnei anoshim. Shlo yu yireis mehem lahoydeis shehitmeo, b'lo yimocha shem hakodesh al hamayim. What's Rav Shimon's time that people aren't going to be afraid of the mayim? And so what they won't be, so, and so if they're not afraid of the mayim? You know? The women may not be afraid of the Mayim, but doesn't make the Mayim less effective. So Rashi says, no, but we have an agenda. We want the women to be afraid of the Mayim because we want her to be Maida. We'll see later in the Mishnayos that we do all kinds of establish that she should be Maida and not be, so we shouldn't have to be Maida with the Mayim. But if Schus is Toiler, then you're going to take away that. You're going to lessen their incentive to be Maida. If Edom Dina Seyam prevent the mind from being Baidik, or if Schus is Toiler, you're going to lessen their incentive to be Maidik. They'll rely on the fact that Schus is Toiler, or maybe it's Edom Dina Seyam. Bim Isla, see there, Bim Isla, the Isla Edom, Le Miftika. Hash the nami al days and nami ikalaz al tahir shishosu. Emerson Maduik, both in the Lashon of Gemara and in the Lashon of Rashi, Rav Shimon said two things about schus toile. Rav Shimon doesn't like that, denies the idea of schus toile, He objects to Zchus Toila because A, you're going to take away the fear of the Mayim and she won't be Maida. And B, the women who are Tahiris, who are exonerated by the Mayim, people are going to be Maitzi Las in them that maybe was a Zchus Toila. And now the Gemara is asking that both of those objections should apply. So now the Gemara is saying, but according to Rav Sheshis, you have the same problem. But which of those problems do you have? Both or only one? The Lashon Gemara is the Emiso Yesh Leidim Dina Siyam Nami at the Meitzi Shemra at the Hirish Shoshu. The Gemara only asks from the Meitzi Shemra, not from the Matcha Atas Amayim. And Rashi also. Lashon Gemara's mashma that Eidim Medina Seyam is only an issue for the Tahiris. It's not an issue for the Matcha to Samayim. So what's the pshat? I'm just thinking now. I think Balabatish. Zchus Toila, if she's a... So she herself might feel that she herself could be confident that she has a lot of schlussen. She knows that she went to, she knows that she's very learned. I don't want to say anything political, but she knows that she's a very learned woman and she learned a lot of Torah. And so she knows that she has a lot of schlussen. So she'll be confident that the schlussen will be Torah and the Mayim aren't going to be Baidikr. But Einim B'dinu Seya, how in the world does she know if they're Einim B'dinu Seya? So that's never a kasha. That's not a kasha. So therefore, that's not a kasha l'filu. Why do we have this problem of sheishes that matchet to samayim? That's not unique to zchus toila. Zchus toila might cause Rav Shimon at least thinks that zchus toila could lessen the deterrent power of the mayim. But eidim b'dinu seyam is not going to affect the deterrence of the mayim. She doesn't know if there's eidim b'dinu seyam, so that's not going to lessen her fear of the mayim. So, but the Gemara's kasha is, but at the meitz that the haitzah shemra. That you have by Eidim B'dinu Seyam too. A woman's going to go through the Mayim and she's going to be exonerated because she's Hakka Torah. And people are going to say, who knows, maybe there's Eidim B'dinu Seyam. And furthermore, she herself, and that's it. And there's Eidim B'dinu Seyam. So that's why the Gemara's Kash is only from the Gemara's Kash in Rav Sheshis is only from the Meitzi Las Al Mayim issue, not from the Matchat Es Mayim.
Yeah. Yeah, why does she only know if there's Chus Torah, but not if there's Eidim? If she
knows she had a lot of Chus, she knows she lived a lot of Torah.
But if she's Nisteres, then no one could look in through windows.
What?
Just practically, no. If she's Nisteres,
right?
So then, where the Eidim had to, they weren't. They didn't see.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. She doesn't know that there are Eidim in Israel. She maybe there's an Eidim. She doesn't know there's Eidim.
But wasn't didn't for Eidim? Didn't there have to be Asra?
Forget it. The only Eidim, no Asra. We're not trying to be made. We're not putting her to death.
Maybe she did something that would make her Chayav Nisa, no?
Yeah, you don't need Asra. Eidim didn't say, I don't have to be with Asra. They just have to ask her to the husband. So Eidim, who could ask her to the husband? They don't have to have Asra. Yeah. So Taisus here, I don't want to spend time on doing the Taisus inside, the last Taisus, but it's Mashon Taisus, that Taisus had a different shot in Matcha Ate Samayim B'nei HaNoshim. Not like Rashi. Rashi was Matcha Ate Samayim, Matcha Ate Samayim B'nei HaNoshim HaShoisus means that you're going to, the Noshim HaShoisus are not going to be afraid of the Mayim and they won't be Maidim. And therefore the Shem Shemayim will be Nimchak more than it needs to be. Taisus Mashmali learned, Matchet Samayim Ne'anoshim means that the Noshim Ha'aimdei Shom, Yishom Yisur. The Torah says, V'noisu Shom Ha'anoshim. That the women gather around, and it says also, we tell them who the women are there in the base of Mikdash to come and see, that it should be a deterrent. So the Gemara is saying, it won't be a deterrent for the Noshim Ha'aimdei Sminat Ba'azara will, they won't be deterred because they'll see a woman being shaisa who they know was mizana because the Baal said that he was mizana with her. So the boil, it'll be common knowledge that this woman was Mazana. The boils maybe preens and brags about it. So they know that she was Mazana, and they'll see that she went through the Mayim, and the Mayim weren't by the Kerr. And it'll lessen that they won't take the Mayim seriously. It'll lessen the deterrent by the Noshim Ha'Ivdashon. Different shot entirely. The Chayitz are very simple. Yeah, different shot entirely. I don't know how Tosfos read the words Matchetes Amayim and Noshim Hashoises. What's the Noshim Hashoises? Matchetes Amayim and Noshim. The Noshim you call a Noshim. The Lashon of Hashoises sounds like we're talking about the Shoisa herself, that you're going to make the woman who's drinking is not going to be afraid of the Mayim. That sounds like Rashi. So I don't know how Rashi had to, maybe Tosfos didn't have the word Hashoises. But Kaponim is Matchetes said different shot in the Gemara altogether. It's not so clear. You have to read the Tosfos carefully what's exactly Tosfos is saying, but that seems to be how Tosfos learned the Gemara. Okay, I'm going to go back there. Mesiv Rav, bottom line. Mesiv Rav, the Elushim Chesed in the Sofas. The following women, if their Mincha is Psula, is Nifselis, and it has to be burned, therefore, in the base of Deshin. It can't be paided because it has already Kusas Aguf. There's no, once a Mincha has Kusas Aguf, there's no mechanism to be paided. And so you have to burn it. So what is, and it has, and one of the examples is, and what are these cases? Haimeh is Tmeyani. She says that I'm Tmeyo. Vishabola Adam she Tmeyo. And Adam can't she's Tmeyo. So the Mara says, Dos Adam Amos, when did these Adam come? If the Adam came before the Kiddush Bekli, so the typical chulin. So then the whole Kiddush Bekli was. So if there was no Kiddush Bekli, so there's no Kedushas Aguf. It never became Kodesh the Mincha. And so what's the problem? She go out lechulin. It's only a problem if he has Kedushas Aguf. It doesn't have yet Kedushas Aguf. If it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, then it's only Kedushas Domim that he was Makdish to the Mincha. The husband was Makdish to Mincha, so we could be paided. Why don't we? If it just belongs to the Hekdish, but doesn't need to have Kedushas Aguf, so anything that Hekdish buys, Hekdish could sell. Once it has Kedushas Bekli, once he put the Mincha in the Kli, it has Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf, you can't get rid of, except by a Behemoth, if it's a Balmum, it's a special parasha pidyon. But by a Mincha, there's no opinion. So by Mincha, once it's a goof, it's Nisur. So what's the case over here? If the Adam came before the Kiddush Bekli, so why can't it go out L'chulim? It must be a Lebos of the Kodesh. It must be the Adam came after the Kiddush Bekli. So Yamit Bishlamayim Beit Kenois Alma Bas Mikdush Mikdufi. So if we'll say, not like the Sheshes, that the Adam didn't say Yam, had no effect. So at the time of the Kedusha Bekli, the woman was a bas mikta, there was a possibility here of bdika, and therefore the mincha was, the Kedusha was meaningful. The mincha was right to be brought. And therefore the mincha was what became Kodesh. And afterwards Adam arrived, and now we can't be mashker, so the mincha will have to be nisha. But if we'll say like of Sheshes, that the Adam, even before they come, their mere existence in the world prevents B'dika. So Tigloyim, B'Selim Afeya, Dichi Kodesh Mekar, B'Toyish Kodesh. So it comes out that the whole Hekdesh was a Toys, because this woman's not really a site to whom we could be B'dik. So the typical Chulin, so the Mincha Shabbat L'Chulin, not even with selling. It's not even Kodesh in the first place, because the whole thing was a mistake. Let's just read the whole Gemara, then we'll read it again. So it's a Kashin of Sheshes. The case is not that the Edom are not made that she was Mazana before the Kedusha B'Kli. The Edom are made that she was Mazana after the Kedusha B'Kli. She was Mazana the Azar. The Chikadosh Mekar, Shapi Kadosh. So at the time of the Kedusha B'Kli, there were no Edom yet. The Edom didn't even exist because there was nothing on which to be made. The Edom, the Edom are coming to be made on happened in the Azar. What do you mean? She has a chaperone. The pichikuna watched her that she shouldn't be mizana. So the Gemara answers, she's in pichikuna atzman. One of the pichikuna was mizana with her. They have to let her go to the bathroom. Maybe she went to the bathroom when she was mizana. Maybe the Aiden came on Znus that was from before. And if Shesh is right, that really in such a case, the whole Hector was a toys. But the Kaim Tapik Lachulin with Rabbanim say Shemi Yemu might see him with the Shah's Lacha. That's the Shagulima. So let's just think things, let's go through carefully again. The Mishnah says, let me just double check. No, I'm not sure. Is this a Mishnah?
Is it enough of base and base?
Oh yeah, the bottom of the base would be. The elish shem chesem nisrofei. So meres tmei ani loch. The shavol edim shi tmei. The Gemara says that the case of ba edim shi tmei has to be after the ketusha b'kli, because otherwise the edim b'dinas hayam. Otherwise, all that was a toys. The case of Tmei Anilach, that does not have to be after Ktusha B'Kli L'Chayr. She could say Tmei Anilach after the Ktusha B'Kli. That doesn't make the Ktusha B'Kli into a Tos. Right? What's the Gemara's Cheshbon? The Gemara says the Edim came, Al Kochach, they came after the Ktusha B'Kli. Because if the Edim came before the Ktusha B'Kli, the Kedusha B'Kli was again, Ilay Mekami the Tikdish, if the Eidim came, I'm saying it wrong, if the Eidim came before the Kedusha B'Kli, so it could just be Yotzi L'Chulin. You don't need anything. It's Yotzi L'Chulin. There's no Kedusha B'Kli. The Eidim must have come after the Kedusha B'Kli. Oh, so I'm making a mistake. So the Chayra HaYimer is Tmeyani. Also, it can't be that she said Tmeyani before the Kedusha B'Kli, because if she said Tmeyani before the Kedusha B'Kli, if she said Tmei before the Kedusha B'Kli, if she said Tmei before the Kedusha B'Kli, so it never had Kedusha B'Kli. It must be that she said Tmei after the Kedusha B'Kli. After the Kedusha B'Kli. And still in all, since we know that she's Tmei, we can't be Makiv the Mincha. Since we know that she's Tmei, we can't be Makiv the Mincha. It's not royally carved. And Rashi explains, it's the second, third narrow line. Can't be marked with the mincha. The whole purpose of the mincha is to be masking her ovain that should trigger the bdikah. Right? But here we know that she's Tameya. So what's the point in bringing the Mincha? The Mincha Sayyim and the Sheryl Sayyid to Lame, it can't be Machiavel in a Dolom. Because the Mincha Sayyim is not fit for an Dolom. Sherash, I think the Briskovi asked, what do you mean it's not fit for an adab? And if it would be fit for an adab, but you weren't makdashit for an adab, you were makdashit for mincha saita. So anyway, you can't bring it for an adab, even if there would be some adab that is fit for. Any there. Sort of laid some groundwork over here. You don't understand something. When is the Kedusha B'Kli? When does it happen in the process? So this is it's totally in this. There's a Taisus on Yudalim and Aleph. Taisus points out that the Seder Hadvarim in the Psukim is different than the Seder Hadvarim in the Seder Hadvarim in the Mishnah is different than the Seder Hadvarim in the Psukim in some respects. And Taisus has a suffix which Seder is the proper, is the real Seder. Which one is the Dafka? Are the Psukim Bedafka or is the Mishnah Bedafka? Taisus, the first Taisus in the second paragraph. Dalai Amidal. Ain Seder HaMishnah v'Seder HaParsha Mechuvanim. Shekach Seder HaParsha, Kinilo v'Nistro, Maile Ishu, maybe es Mincha, so he brings the Mincha. A coin maybe pili shul cheres. He brings the cup for the water. The nice and the soichy chatz look mayim in a kiyor. The nice and they offer mayim the isha b'shan nigner. The oiches b'gadeh v'soyser esayra. The nice and it's a mincha al yodeha. Ubiyad a coin mayim hamar. Umashbiya. Umas neima. The koyser v'samegila. Umoychek umashke. The noitel mechasa m'toych kvifa mitzvus. The nice and m'toych haklisharis. Main if umegish koin mitzumakter. That's the Seder Dvarim in the Mishnah in the Psukim. And in the Mishnah, the Seder Hadvarim is a little bit different. I'm not going to go through the Mishnah right now. I'm not sure which one is that one. But both in the Psukim and in the Mishnah, the particular Kiddush B'Kli is after the Hashka. The Rambam gives a Seder that's not like the Psukim nor like the Mishnah. And the Rama has the Kiddush B'Kli before the Hashkah. After the Mechikas Hashem, after the Mechikas HaMegillah, but before the Hashkah. So to feed the Rambam, this Kiddush B'Kli is happening before Shishais. But to feed Taisus, it's another Poshut that the Kiddush B'Kli is happening, whether the Seder HaMishnah is this Ikka Seder, or whether the Seder HaBsukim is the Ikka Seder, it makes no difference. The Kiddush B'Kli is happening after the Hashkah. That means she was already Shaisa. And after she was Shaisa, Adam came, or she said to Me'ani, and it's more in the Mishnah that she does not, we're not makir the Mincha. So that's an interesting chiddush, that if she says to Me'ani after the Hashkah, we're still not makir the Mincha. I would have thought the reason why we're not makir the Mincha is because we're not going to be mashker. If she says to Me'ani, we're not going to be mashker. What's the point? We're not going to be mashker, then there's no Mincha. But that's not true. We were already mashka. And we were makdish because we're already holding after we put the mincha in the kli to give it a kedushas aguf. And then she pipes up. She's still alive. She doesn't die till after the mincha because it's maskera sovan. So she's still alive and she says to Me'ani. So in such a case, we are not makiv the mincha. Rashi says because the mincha is a maskeres oven. I mean, I think the logic is the mincha is the maskeres oven that triggers the miso. And if she says t'mani, then we don't need the maskeres oven. She's dukavay medis. It's interesting. Rashi used to hear also lashon dukavay medis. We're not makir the mincha because she's dukavay medis, but we're talking after the hashka. So it's not that she's dukavay medis. We're not going to be mashker. We were mashker anyway. But she's duka by medis, and therefore we don't need to be makav the mincha. We're not going to be makav the mincha, and if we're not makav the mincha, then the power of the hashkah is never triggered. So the mincha is not, so the hashkah is not baidikar. That's a, to get to the, to get very, first of all, it's shocking, it's interesting. That Adam came, I wouldn't have thought this is true. If even if Adam come after the hashkah, we will not be makav the mincha. And if we won't be makav the mincha, she won't die. Her, she won't die. There's no maskeras of it. Rashi explains, there's no maskeras oven, sheti bodek, dukuber medis. We don't need the maskeras oven, sheti bodek. So what happened here in the Gemara? We might as well ask a kash and rosh. Let's take a, go through it outside. Because there's a big problem in the Mishnah Melech raises a major problem. We're asking a kash and rosh. The Mishnah says that if after the mincha was kodesh b'kli, you're asking, if you taste this, we're going after the hashkah even. Peter Raman, we're talking maybe before the hashkah. But like upon him, there was kodesh b'kli, the mincha is ready to go, and Adam show up and say she's tamei. So she's duka v'emenes. She's duka v'emenes. We're not going to be marked of the mincha. The mincha is in the surface. It's kodesh, but it's in the surface. Back to Gemara, why is the mincha in the surface? If Adam show up, that means the Adam, even though they showed up now, but they existed already before. They existed from the time of the Znustu or Adam in the world. And if they're Adam in the world, then the Mayim has no power. So if the Mayim has no power, then the whole Hektus was a tois. She's not, there's no Hashkod, there's no Pasha site over here. So the whole Hektus Shpikli was a tois. So it's a Kash and Roshesus. So the Gemara answers that it's not a Kasha. The Edim are not Edim on the original, are not Edim who are made on a Znus that existed before the Kiddush B'Kli. They're not Edim on an earlier Znus. They're Edim on a Znus that happened after the Kiddush B'Kli. After the Hashkah, it comes out even after the Hashkah. Interesting. Just in case. She already had the Hashkah, and it was already after the Kiddush B'Kli. And she was Mazana with one of the She was mezana with one of the pirchigun. So that's the case where the Mishnah says. So therefore, the kedusha b'kli wasn't a mistake. At the time of the kedusha b'kli, there were no edim in the world, because there were no edim in the world. So therefore, the edim first happened with this nus that happened later when she was mezana with one of the pirchigun. And now these edim come. And they say 30 seconds ago we were mezana with her, or Adam come and say 30 seconds ago we saw Pirche Kuna being with mezana with her, and that will therefore and now she's b'duka v'emedis, and that should so there's no point in bringing the mincha anymore. There's no point in having a mascara solvent because now we know she's b'duka v'emedis. We know that she's tameo, and we'll just be served the we'll be served the mincha. Interesting. Maybe we should still be masker for the bile. You know, even if she's spotted tmeya with the pirche kuna, but the bile is still out there, and the bile also dies. When she dies, the bile dies too. But that's just we're not masker for that. The ikar hashkod is for her, and if she doesn't, if there's no hashkod, there's no point in hashkod for her because she's duke of emeris. We know she was mezana with some. We know she was mezana with the pirche kuna, so we don't. There's no hashkod. Ask the Mishnah Melech, we saw in Amud Aleph that Rashi Shita is that Rav Sheshis' halacha only applies to Edim that she was Mezana Mizeh. Edim Medina Sayam only prevent the Bdika Samayim if they're Edim that she was Mezana with the Boil. The Boil meaning the one with whom she had steer. Balakini Bastira. But if she was Mizana with somebody else, the Mayim Abaydikar. Mishnah Melech understood the Mayim Abaydikar from everybody, The Karen Lurie says, no, the Mayim are a Baidiker from the person that the Edom are made about, but Akapadim, the Mayim are Baidiker from the main event, the Mayim are Baidiker from the Baal. So ask the Mishnah Melech, what's the Moris Kasha? Why not say the Mishnah is talking about that Edom came and they made that she was Mazana, not with the Baal. Not with the Baal, that would make Edom Dina Sayan, that would trigger a Sheshis, then the Midrash wouldn't be Kodesh at all. Aiden came that she was mezana with somebody else, but the Maya said she was mezana with somebody else. Then she's tamei. She's dukavei medes, and the Maya and we can't be makav the mincha. So the Marsha said a pasuk to Teretz. Doesn't say that Aiden came that she was mezana with the Baal. There's a lot of other people in the world that she could have been mezana with. Aiden came that she was mezana with somebody. That doesn't affect the sheishes din. That's not called Aiden din seyam. So the Kiddush Bekli was a valid Kiddush Bekli. But Lamaisa, we won't be Mashker. Because Lamaisa, we know that she's Tameo. Not from the Baal, we know that she's Tameo from somebody else. So we know that she's Tameo. So we won't be Mashker. Says the Mishnah Melech, what you have to say is that the Gemara can't say that the case is that Edom came that she was Mazana with somebody else. Because if Edom came that she was Mazana with somebody else, we would still be Mashker. I think that's the Lashon Mishmach. We would be Mashker. I think that's not really, because he's in the world of the Rambam. We weren't Mashker yet. The Fitaisis, we were already Mashker, but we would be Makir of the Mincha at least to trigger the Hashkoth. If Edom, we would still be Mashker in order to be Baidiker from the Baal. Even though we know that she's tamei from somebody else, but we would still go ahead with the hakavas hamincha in order to trigger the hashkah to be baidiker from the Baal. So therefore, it can't be. The Mishnah says that if Edom come, we're not makiv the mincha. It must be Edom from the Baal, because if it was Edom from somebody else, then we would go ahead and we'd be makiv the mincha in order to be baidiker from the Baal. The Mishnah Melech himself points out it's very mechudish. Why would we know she's tamei to the husband anyway? So what's the point of being baidiker from the Baal? Maybe taka to be baidik the Baal.
Isn't she already asked to the Baal?
What?
Isn't she already asked to the Baal?
No. Adam came. Oh. We're not. She's already also. You're right. She's already also by Misafik, and we're not going. If we're not going to be makiv the mincha, the mechayra, we don't have any birur, and she'll still be also to the Baal. Right. So it'll be maybe just to kill the Baal. Someone does that. We'll be mashka to kill the Baal, or maybe to kill her. It's very strange. Other achayim asking the Mishnah Melech. That's very strange. The point of the mayim is to be baidika that she's to her, and not to kill her. We're going to be mashka just to kill her. Really, we're after the Hashkoh, according to Tosfos, but we're going to be makav the mincha and trigger the Hashkoh just to kill her. It's very bizarre. But beyond that, it's fair, because the Gemara itself says at the end that what's the case? What's this nusach that Edom came and were made? That she was mezana with Pirchikun and Azor. But Pirchikun and Azor, that's not a reason not to be makav the mincha. To prevent the Hakomas and mincha, we need that she was mezana with the Baal. So the Mishnah Melech says we're going to have to say that the Baal is one of the Pirchei Kuna. So the Karen Oyer says that's crazy. He says the whole point of the Pirchei Kuna is the chaperoner that she shouldn't be is the chaperoner that she shouldn't be Mizana. So we're going to make one of the chaperones the Baal. Like that's a crazy thing to do. So it's a very incorrigible problem in the Gemara. This Gemara is a very major problem for Rashi.
Eisha.
In other words, again, the problem here is, on the one hand, from the Gemara about Pirchei Kuno, it's Muchach. Unless we're going to say this strange Ukimta that the Pirchei Kuno were the Baal, one of the Pirchei Kuno was the Baal, which is extremely far-fetched. It's Muchach from the Gemara about Pirchei Kuno, that if Adam came that she was Mezana with anybody, we will not be Mashker. Because we already know that she's a Surah to the husband, and we're not going to be Mashker or... Again, keep tapping the stress. We're holding here already after the Hashka. But the Hashka is triggered by the Mincha. We're not going to be makiv the Mincha to make the Maskeris Oven and to trigger the Mayim. We're not going to do that if there's Eidim and we know already that she's a Surah to the husband from somebody else, from the Pirchei Kuno. There's no, that's Mukhuk in the Gemara. Not like the Mishamach wants to get out of that, maybe the Baal was one of the Pirchei Kuno. But if we're not willing to swallow that story, then it's Mukhuk in the Gemara, that Edim will come and are made that she was a Mezana with one of the Pirchei Kuhuna, that's enough reason that we should not go ahead with the Bdika. Either with the Hashka, like if we're holding before the Hashka, like the Ramam, or with the Hakavas HaMincha, if you hold like places that we're holding after the Hashka. But we're not going to go ahead. We know she's Tmeya, we're not going to be, even though we don't know if she's Tmeya from the Baal, but we know that she's Tmeya, we're not going to do Hashka. That's it. On the other hand, Eidim of Nina Sayam, who prevent the Hashka, it's Meduyik and Rashi, that's only Eidim from the Baal, not from anybody else. If there are Eidim in Medina Siyam that she was Mezana once upon a time with some Pirchei Kuno, that's not gonna torpedo the Hashka. That's when it's the Meduyik and Rashi. The Mishnah Melech has a big arichus. The Mishnah Melech says, if not for the Rashi, he would have said it's Muchuk in this Gemara that Rav Sheshes Halacha is Taka even by other people. Eidim Medina Siyam even from anybody else. But Rashi seems to say very clearly that the Eidim Medina Siyam is only Mizeh. But Eidim from somebody else, but she was Adam with somebody else, will in Medina Sayam will not prevent will not undermine the Hashka. So if those both of those things are true, so what's the Gemara's problem? What does the Gemara need to say? It's changing an Ukimta that she was Mazan in the Azara. Why not say wife and Poshet? Eidim came that a year ago she was Mazan with an Acher, and she's a suitor to the husband. And if we can't go ahead with that Kavas HaMincha, but it's not a Kashan of Sheshis because it's Nus from somebody else, Eidim Medina Sayam, that she was a Mezana with somebody else, would not have prevented the Hashka from working. The magic of a Sheshis that Eidim Medina Sayam prevent Hashka from working is only Eidim Mizen, not Eidim from somebody else. So therefore the Kiddush B'Kli was not a Hekdush B'Tois. Then the Biskrov in the stencil, it's on Vav Amud Beis towards the end. He has a piece about the Rambam, and then at the end he talks about this Rashi here. He wants to say, because of this problem, he wants to say a different shot than the original Rashi altogether. That really, Eidim and Medina Sayam, that she was Mazanif with somebody else, will also undermine the Hashka and the Mayim won't be Baidik. So why did Rashi say that Rav Sheshes was told with Eidim that she was Mezana Mizeh? It's not Dafka Mizeh, Eidim from somebody else will also prevent Hashka from going forward. So Biskov says, Psa'achap. He says, of course Eidim from somebody else will also prevent Hashka. But that's not even a Chiddush. Rav Sheshes' chiddush is that even Eidim from the Baal will prevent Hashka. What does that mean? It's the chvaker. So he says like this. The halacha is, the Mishnah says later, that there's only Hashka from a woman who's roi to the husband. A grusha who's married to a kohen, there's no parsha of Hashka. So now, l'chayra, every site is also their husband. So how do you ever have Hashka? If she was really Mezana, she's Asur to the husband. If she's Asur to the husband, and it's a lav. She's a suitor to the husband. It's like a gushu to a kohen. He's married to a zayin. He's married to a yeshua, to a woman who's tumak super garayis. He's married to an erva. So how am I bedek her? It's not an isha. It's not an isha ruyula. So actually, that's absurd. And the Torah said that the ma'ayim abaydik for a shashnus to the husband. That's al zeguf and adon. The Torah gave the hashgah to mevar that she was not mezana, and you can't say, well, if she was mezana, she's a steward to the husband. So how can the hashgah work? It's only if she's also to the husband from some extraneous reason, not from this nus itself. If she's also to the husband from some extraneous reason, then that prevent then there's no hashgah. But if we have a suffix, maybe she's also the husband from this nus that he was makan her about, then that's good for the pasture that were mashka to mivar if she's a suitor to the husband or not. However, if she was mizana from somebody else, then that's not what the hashgah is primarily coming to mivar. That's like an extraneous sister. If this woman was mizana from somebody else, then she's stamasur to the husband. If she's stamasur to the husband, it's like a gusha to a kain. So there's no pasha of hashgah at all. So therefore, if there are enim in medinas hayam that she was also to somebody else, then it's a double pasha that the hashgah won't go through. Because if she's asur to somebody else, if it turns out that she was asur to somebody else, then she was never right to the husband. And if she wasn't right to the husband, then there's no pasha of sight. So that's not even a chiddush. The chiddush of sheish is if they're aiding that she was mizana mizeh, that also torpedoes the hashgah. I've gotten the biskurov. So I don't really understand the biskurov. Because if that's true, then what do you have to have, even if they're not aiding? Let's say she was mizanas with somebody else without any aiding. So klapish maya and galia, that she's a steward to the husband, so she's like a grusha to a kain. So the mayim shouldn't be baidik. So chor should come out that every woman who was ever mizana with anybody else, the mayim won't be baidik. That's a vara not true. They're megagal on her that she wasn't mizana from somebody else. What do you mean megagal? Maybe we're, you know, we're megagal on her that she wasn't mizana with anybody else. If she was mizana with anybody else, the mayim won't work. The mayim is not true. The fact that she was mizana with somebody else does not prevent the mayim from working. So I have to say the biskrov means, yeah, but if there's anything that she was mizana from somebody else, that prevents the mayim from working. So I don't understand what's the difference. We don't know about these eidim. They're medina seyam. So we don't know that she's also to the husband. So if the Isser klapi shmaya galia makes her a gusha, then the mayim should never be by liquor if she was mizana with somebody else, and that's absurd. And elamai, it's only if we know that she's a sur to the husband. Well, eidim medina seyam, we don't know. So I don't understand this biskrov altogether. I don't know. Some means something. I think he's working with Gemara Yibamis. Seit Vada is a lab. Seit the Sofik is not a lab. So if there's Eidim Medina Seyam, then it's a Seit Vada and there's a lab. If there's no Eidim Medina Seyam, then it's not a Seit Vada and there's no lab. I don't understand that. That just means that if we don't know that if there's no Eidim, then we don't know that there's an Isalab. If there are Eidim, then we know there's an Isalab. But it doesn't mean the Klapish Maya Galia, if there are no Eidim, there's no lab. I'll leave it to Emes if there are, even if there are no Eidim, there's a lab. So Marashach. You know, if a woman was Mazana, the Mayan can't be Vedekar. Then the Eidim Din Siam should be Leimala Veleimayr. Lagavi, this Cheshman of the Biskrov, like, let's say we don't know that she's a Gusha. There's Eidim in Medina Siam that she's a Gusha. Would it make sense to say that if there's Eidim in Medina Siam that she's a Gusha, the Mayim are in Baidikar? But if there are no Eidim in Medina Siam that she's a Gusha, then the Mayim are Baidikar, even if she's really a Gusha. That doesn't make any sense. Eidim Din Siam that she's a Gusha, and we don't know about those Eidim, that's irrelevant. If we don't know that she's a gusha, we don't know that she's a gusha. But I'll leave the emma, she is a gusha. The mayim won't be baited. And if we need to know about it, then the eidim have to be here. Being in the siyam doesn't do us any good. Yeah, so I don't know. So the Rashi is Sorachin. We don't have a good terrors for the Rashi. What's going on in this Rashi? Mishlamel is Kashin Rashi. Okay, I think we'll stop here.